this next hour. We've got drums, live drumming, live shamanic journeying. You are going to trip, hallucinate in the most natural, best, safe way. You're going to go into your soul's journey. You know, I'm kind of bringing Sunday service here on a Tuesday. And I like it. I get to play country Americana gospel. Right here. I get to play jazz, Dixieland jazz, soul, and all everything 50s, rockabilly, doo-wop, Sunday service. Stay tuned, though. Please. Love you so much. I'm just going to keep spreading love.
He created the heavens and the earth. He's the greatest, and he loves us so much. How would you lose if you followed God? I follow him anyway. Father, I stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on the gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT. Searching for a deity, now you wanna see it free. Now you wanna see if we, let you see it through your piece. Tell me what your life like, turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best though. Lock up on a text though, nothing else next though. Not another word, let a picture or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really wanna wrestle. So. Man, it's really life-like, everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. You know it's like, somebody only close to could get you like off your. I be on my, I woke up this morning, I said my prayers, I'm all doing good. I try to talk to my dad, get him some advice. He starts spazzing on me, I start spazzing back. He said, that ain't Christ-like. I said, ah!
This is another one I'm obsessed with. Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. I'm in love with this. I like it a lot. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! You've gotten into that time. It's time to go in. What do you mean? What do you mean? We're doing our drumming, our shamanic drumming. So this is a good time to be able to open up to the infinite realms. Connect with whatever it is you need to connect with. Feel the love. Feel the infinite nature. Feeling just, this is just a really good time to be able to ask a question. And even if there is actually no answer, to be able to just have, just be in the feeling tone of it. And being able, and what it means to be in the feeling tone is being able to receive the healing and not actually needing to force anything. So don't force anything. Don't try to get anything. If you get something, you get it. If you are a natural at it and you're able to go into a vision, have a vision journey, have a vision quest, be able to lucidly dream and fly, wonderful. And if not, don't worry about it. You're good. So what I'm gonna do, so you can hear it right now, this is the tone of the drum. I will be lightly drumming for about, 7-10 minutes, and we'll have a beautiful journey, probably roughly around 10 minutes. I may feel drawn to sing, hum, or talk, but whatever it is, I'm just gonna go with the flow. So try to grab see your power animal too. You may see a power animal. Oh, I just saw a polar bear. I'm gonna look up what polar bears mean. That's awesome. So the first animal you see, that's your power animal. It'll be fun to look up their meaning later. So here we go. And as we come into the infinite spirit and understanding, and we believe and we say this is the freedom of the now, and as we are and understanding our healing right now is the time to restore and renew and see that it is the time. Right here, and see an infinite spirit is here right in your heart. And I ask infinite spirit, and I say to infinite spirit, please use me as an instrument right now. What is it that needs to be expressed right now, infinite spirit? What needs to be understood and needs to be heard right now through the airwaves and that freedom that flows right through your veins and it flows right through your blood vessels? You see, it's always here and it's always available. Always here and always available right now. Remember that place of you that you always felt good. That place that you always felt happiness and you always felt joy and you always felt love. Always remember to go back to that place. Always remember those things that made you happy. Why stray away from them? Why stray away from those activities? Why stray away from those things and all those things that you did and you participated in your whole life? Here are some new things. There are new things that are knocking at your door that wants to be a part of you. There are new things that are coming into your life. Welcome them and open, but you cannot invite new things that bring you joy and bring you happiness if you're closed. You cannot invite new things to come into your life right now if that is your vibration that is low and not believing. And not believing in a dark place. Not believing and in a place of pessimism and doubt and worry. Scarcity and lack. We cannot invite those good things. So in order to get to that place to open up that door, you must summon up your world with all the good things and all possibilities, all things that are here, you see. Everything is working together for your good. Everything is here for you. You've got all kinds of things that are happening right now, right here. You've got animals and spirit guides that will come here just for you. You saw a vision of an animal. Those animals are working and living every day for you. There are guides here for you to help you to understand your greatest, your most valuable place in this earth and in this universe and helping you to remember. You see, infinite spirit is here to help you remember. Infinite God is here. Infinite light is here and it never fades. It never goes out. That wonderful light that you have that glows. Every time they say shine your light and you shine your light, do you know that that light has never went out? As long as you're still here on the earth plane, it's still glowing. Grown brighter than a jack-o'-lantern, grown brighter than the brightest firefly in the sky, grown brighter than the brightest twinkling star. You've got to understand that your light is so powerful, and the evidence is right here in this world. The evidence is right here in this world. Look at everything we've invented. Look at everything that exists for the comfort of your being to be here right now. Look at this station. Look at this microphone. Look at this miraculous place called now and this miraculous place called radio. Look at this ability for you to hear me and hear these words and to grow seeds and to grow beautiful flowers and trees of thought here, progressing in our nature, in our infinite self, right here, right now. You see, evidence is everywhere. Evidence is everywhere of the infinite spirit. Evidence is everywhere of the glow. You see, there may be bad news right now that you're hearing. You may be locked in a prison of a world where you cannot stop and you are addicted to the sorrow and the sadness and the suffering. You might be in a loop and you're like, how the heck do I get out? I want to get out. But then you may say, I may not want to get out of the suffering because suffering is here and the suffering is what I know. So how do you pull yourself out? Well, here's a good start right here. You start turning on to programs like this. You start getting into this field of happiness. You start getting into this field of joy. It will never be toxic to understand the highest good. You can surround yourself around people that love joy, that love positivity, that love goodness, that love, or you can surround yourself around people who settle. Who think that this life is always, that what they see is always what it's going to be. You have a choice. You've got free will. God gave you free will. You see, you have free will in your heart to choose what you want to do. So what you going to do with that free will? Because that is the beauty of life, isn't it? Isn't it beauty that something loved you so much that it gave you a choice? It gave you a choice to feel good or it gave you a choice if you wanted to suffer. I mean, what kind of God would that be if it did not give me a choice to not feel good and to not be dark and miserable? You got to understand this. This goes down to logic. It goes down to love and unconditional love. And as we praise it, and we praise the Lord, and we praise God, and we praise the infinite presence right here. Amen. Amen to the infinite spirit, because that is our joy and that is our power and that is our magnificence and the love and God that comes in and it shines throughout of us. And if that love and that God that comes in and shines throughout of us, look at the miracles it made. It made cars. That love made vehicles. That love made spaceships. Whoo, that love made airplanes. That love made telephones. That love made the internet. And that love helped us to get together and to come together as we are continuously manifesting in this beautiful paradise, this beautiful place called now. You've got to understand now. You see, when we come back into now, that is where all the freedom is. You ain't getting no freedom when we're going in the past. No, there is no freedom when we're in the future. There's freedom right here, because that's what's going on. Consciousness, get conscious. Control your mind. Who's in control? Are your memories? How many times do you tell your memories you are not invited in the now? How many times? How many times do you say, oh, but the good ones are? How many times do you catch yourself running astray of these thoughts and these movies and these reels of things that just continuously replay a story that you do not want? Replay a story of your limitations and your sadness and your struggle and those things you went through that brought you to trauma? Or are you replaying that movie and that reel of something new? Are you broadcasting something new? Are you broadcasting something infinite? Is there something that is to be said here right now in the infinite presence that comes down? See, we are good. We are loved. And we will always, always be the intelligent now. The highest form of intelligence right here is within you. The highest form of intelligence is right here, and as we witness this and experience this through our bloodstreams and our lives and the atoms that form in the molecules in our systems right now, we're here. Can breathe into this experience. Breathe into this angelic force that says it loves you always. Breathe into that angelic force. Breathe into the miraculous. Breathe into the now. Breathe into the miraculous. Breathe into the now. And as you breathe into the now, you breathe into love. Oh, you breathe into love. That love is here right now, and it is shining. It's gold. It's bright. It's magic. That now. Feel it. Feel right now. Feel what it feels to feel. For we live in a society, we live right now in a way where we are being prohibited from feeling, for we have forgotten to feel. So we are so distracted from screens and texts and facts and figures and numbers and algorithms that we forgot where right now is in the heartbeat. What are you feeling? Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel powerful? Doesn't it feel uplifted? Are you in your head or are you not in your head? We've got to understand where we're at. We've got to gain control. We take back the control of the now when you take back control. Who is in control? Or is your spirit in control, or is your mind in control? Is your brain in control? Your brain is nothing more than a computer. Processing information in the past and processing information that you stored and you told it what to do. So if your brain is just a loyal subject that works for you, how are you controlling it? How are you being the master of it? What are you telling it what to do? Are you telling it what to do, or is it telling you what to do? Oh, we've got to move. We've got to evolve into that place where we have total and complete control. Don't let something else rule you, because that's what we call magic. That's what we call spells. That's what we call something out of that control. Someone that is a puppet master, something else having control over your thoughts and the way that you see yourself. We must break through that right now, right here, Infinite Spirit. We break through that with all the freedom we have. All the freedom we have and all everything we're designed for, we break out of the fear and we step into the now. Amen. I deserve this. I deserve the good. That is the love of God and Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to the infinite nature that wants to channel. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here for your soul and your spirit and connecting in this high altitude. In this high altitude and where we bring life to the goodness. Ow! Let me hear it. So, let's bring it on. Let's preach it on. Let's live it on. Life is so good. Do you ever just sit back? I've been having these moments, you know, that's where it's at. You get to this place, and I can honestly say I have moments day to day to say, oh, life is so good. The simple things of being able to exchange love with people around you, family, friends, whoever comes into contact, having simple things, the necessities of life, the luxuries of life, food, shelter, clothing, this, opportunities, so much gratitude, so much to be grateful for, so much. It's so easy to lose focus of our gratitude. It's so losey. Did I just say losey? It's so easy. Oh my God, I'm making up words. It's so easy to lose focus. But when we can come into a lighthearted place, and we can come into a place where we connect with spirit and we connect with God and we remember who we are, that's where the power is. Infinite spirit. Oh my God. Just take a moment right here. Let's just take a moment. Feel blessed. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Just take a moment with this music and feel into yourself. Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Murray, the Boston Medium, and this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and I hope you are feeling good and uplifted, conjuring the inner good within you and blessing it and putting it out into the air. Oh, so many good things to be happy about. So anyways, let's continue this with some doo-wop, the five satins, the five satins. To the aisle.
First a boy and a girl meet each other. Then they sit down to talk for a while. In your heart you want her for a step draws you closer to the aisle. You may start with a simple conversation, like, darling, please put me on trial. She says yes, and your heart starts beating, while each step draws you closer to the eye. You ask her if she loves you. She answers, I do. Your heart starts glowing inside.
while
each step
draws you closer
to the eye.
Then you put a ring on a finger, then the tears start flowing a while, then you'll know she's yours forever, while
each step
draws you closer
to the eye.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Thank you.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. But I'll tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy.
Well, hello there. Winding down. We are winding it. We're definitely winding everything down. Woo! You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tops, free from radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and this is Paranormal Playground Sounds. So we are just about kind of outskis, not yet. We have about 15 minutes. So we usually use this time to give the spiritual message, channeled by spirit. Hope you enjoyed everything you were listening to. I always do. I love sharing this playlist. And I'm having a field day with this Bob Willis and his Texas Playboys. I'm loving it. I'm loving the, oh my goodness. Western swing. Oh my God. See, I cannot wait to show this to my dad. My dad loves westerns and cowboys and all of those old movies. Oh my God, he loves them. And I'm gonna show him this and be like, oh my God. Oh, he loves all those movies. I'm still trying to get my dad here on the air. So please cross your fingers. I told him to come on, but he's just like, I don't know. He doesn't want to, you know, he's like, oh, he doesn't want people listening. He's all like scared of, not scared, but like, not scared isn't the word. It's just like, he doesn't like public stuff. And, you know, that's what it is. And I understand him. But yeah, he's a real life greasers in the 1950s. He's a teenager, and I want him on the show to basically tell us what it's like, and we're gonna play all these 50s music and all this music for like these westerns, and we're gonna play all of that good stuff and be like, yeah, tell us what it's like, you know, what it was like being, you know, growing up as a teenager in the 50s and like being a greaser. And I'm sure he's got crazy stories, as always. So I'm really hoping to get him on the air at some point. So anyways, let's get into this message, because Spirit wants to talk. It obviously will be a very brief and short one, but I'm okay. I'm hip. We're hip. We had a freeform day, so this is going to be a freeform kind of energy going on. So Infinite Spirit, what is it that the message that wants to be told today? Whatever we could say, whatever I can communicate, use me to channel whatever it is. Love when this thing just goes off by itself. It's amazing. So, with the emergence of the 11/11 coming on Saturday, the 11/11 portal, it is, if you're feeling this time, you know, it's like this, it's not yet winter, but we can feel, you know, that hibernation coming on. It's about to come on. The hibernating season is about to be on full throttle. It's not there yet. The weather is still absolutely beautiful. But this is a time right now to really calm the mind, quiet the mind. You see, in order for us to really understand our next move or the next thing we need to do, or anytime we're feeling stuck or stifled or like, what am I, you know, I need, you know, and we're feeling like lost and we're like, I'm not sure what direction to take. The best thing to do before we make major decisions like that is to quiet the mind. We need to quiet the mind, because when we are making decisions and we're making having to make major choices, when we have our old self and our old ego and who we used to be kind of getting in the way, we tend to continuously feel stuck. So even if we make a new move or do something different, if we still have our old self kind of telling us what to do or trying to run the show, or that old self that's still ruminating within us, trying to hang on to the old, and it hasn't allowed ourselves to die the way we need to, then we're always going to be stuck, because the universe and your higher self is never going to let you move into a direction if your old self is still there. So if you're feeling stuck and you're feeling stifled and you're just like, I don't know what direction to take, Spirit, right now, this is for you. This is for you to understand. You must give yourself time to have peace and to really reevaluate and have patience. It's not going to take overnight, but you need to give yourself space to grow into your new self. And what that means is we're not making any rash decisions before, you know, we decide something. We're not jumping into something impulsively. We're giving ourselves time to breathe, be in nature. We're giving ourselves time to, you know, sit down and have a cup of tea or coffee with that old friend you called up, and having conversations and talking to someone. We're giving ourselves time to lay down and relax and, you know, watch that TV series and not be so serious with our, and pious with our spirituality. We're giving ourselves that time to take a break from the busy, busy schedule of the hustle and bustle. We're giving ourselves space and like a mini vacation away from everything so we can clear our heads, finally clear our heads, and really understand the clarity of the next move. Because it's almost like running on empty. You can't continuously run on empty. You've got to clear your head. You've got to ground yourself. You've got to be able to be willing to let the old self die in order for the new. So if the old self dies, guess what that means? It's okay to be inactive for a while. It's okay to just kind of be in a blah state. I mean, obviously not stay there, but if you're in that state where you're just like, I don't know, it's okay. In that time, that is the universe saying, we're healing you right now in this place where you don't know, where you're not sure what you want. We're healing you. In this place, we're restoring you. So don't ruin that restoration and that healing by trying to jump into something because you're feeling like you're not doing enough and you're not feeling accomplished and you're not feeling successful and whatever it is the ego is telling you that you're not doing. Because you will block yourself from having truly what it is that you want. If you are riding this wave of doing things for external validation constantly. So this is something good to take into consideration. I know I really needed to hear that it's really okay to have time to just have peace. To get into a peaceful state and just be like, okay. No, I'm not doing something major right now. I'm healing and that's okay. Oh my God, what a beautiful message. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. I really, really love that because I really feel like the theme for today was taking it slow and really realizing freedom, really connecting with freedom. And what does that mean? What does it mean to connect with freedom and to not be bogged down by what everybody else's demands, not to have obligations, not to have to be somewhere? To be in life at your own terms, because so much we spend giving to others and giving and service and all these things we have to do, whether it's school, whether it's our job, whether it's being a parent, whether it's being a caretaker, whatever it is that you do in your life that is of service. So we need those spaces to just say, I feel you, Infinite Spirit, and I'm gonna go that route. So thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like it's like that song that's I'm channeling that song. You make me feel like dancing. I'm gonna dance the night away. You make me feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Boom! It's like I feel like I don't know why that song came on right now. I should actually play that. I don't have it in my playlist, but next time I'll get it. And we're going to listen to that. That's such a dope song. And it's so perfect for now. So anyways, this has been another beautiful Paranormal Playground Sound. Up next, we have Rising with Skyba. Skyba. I love saying that word. I love saying his name, Skybar. Skyba. And so stay tuned for that. Please listen in. I might be on the air sooner than you think, but this is every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m., the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Do not miss me. Contact me anytime if you are interested in a private reading. Yes, private group parties, whatever it is, I do it. I do the readings. I do mediumship, tarot, past life regression, intuitive, and I do Reiki. I do angelic Reiki, so contact me anytime. You can pretty much find me on Mariah the Boston Medium Facebook page, Paranormal Playground Sounds Facebook page, Boston Medium my personal page, or on Instagram Boston Medium Paranormal Playground Sounds, and just send me a message, whatever it is, however you think is clever, whatever's clever. So I have to go to the bathroom. Anyway, sleep is the word. Sleep is the word. Anyways, I love you so much. I hope you were able to get everything that you needed, exactly what you needed from the show. And I hope you continue to get what you need from the show. Please tune in, get connected, get high. I'm telling you right now, the good news is here. There are places where the good news will constantly come up. You don't need to always be inundated with horror and the bad news and suffering and strife. There is a good world out here. There's a beautiful world. There is heaven on earth, and it exists right inside your heart, and you can manifest it and live it. I love you so much. I'm leaving you here more with some Bob Willis and his Texas Playboy, since I'm obsessed with his vinyl. Love you. Have a beautiful, good, happy, healthy night. And until then, my beautiful, beautiful loved ones, mwah! And a million kisses and beyond. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, Paranormal Playground Sounds with Mariah, the Boston Medium.
It's the smooth one, you know, the title of the song.
Booger Man. Look how that's... Julian.
WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. We have Josh from